When you talk about the unrest that broke out here in L.A. 25 years ago after the Rodney King verdict, one thing people usually remember is the looting.
I don't know what's in here. An Elgin gold watch.
You're driving around with a police scanner, just checking out where things are?
Yeah.
We're not necessarily trying to steal, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't loot it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't took a lot.
People went into grocery stores, liquor stores, clothing stores, electronic stores, and just walked out with stuff. A few years ago, I met a guy who told me that he had been a looter back then. His name is Gilbert Monterosa. And back in 1992, he was in junior high. He was living in South Central with his two sisters and his mom, who had immigrated from El Salvador. And he says what happened during the L.A. riots kind of changed his life. Here's what he was like at the time.
It was known across my neighborhood that I was a mama's boy, that I listened to everything she had to say. And because my dad wasn't around, and my stepdad wasn't also around, I had to play the machismo card and show them that I was the man.
Gilbert's mom worked long days at a garment factory.
She woke up every day at 4:30 in the morning, got our lunches ready, dropped off my siblings next door, and I had to wait until about 7 or so to go to school. I would walk myself to school.
That's what happened the morning of April 30th. The riots had actually started the night before, but because Gilbert's mom didn't let the kids watch TV at night, they had no idea. So Gilbert starts walking to school, finds out school's been canceled. He goes back home and turns on the TV.
KTLA, Channel 5, Los Angeles.
And sees his neighborhood on fire and a lot of people looting.
You'll see there's people carrying away boxes.
I swear I sat there watching that 13-inch black and white television for about maybe 4 hours.
Then a couple of Gilbert's friends from school come over and try to convince him to go looting too. They go to Gilbert's neighbor's house to ask if they can use his pickup truck. And at first, Gilbert does not want to go looting. But then the neighbor, Eduardo, says something that changes his mind.
Eduardo, I remember, said, "And this little bitch is going?" It just burned me up inside. And I said to him, "Yeah, I'm going."
So they get in the truck and head to the Fedco. It's kind of like the Costco at the time. And it is pretty insane.
It was as if somebody had opened up the doors to Fedco and they were just giving stuff away. People that I knew that were in opposing gangs were helping each other out. And there's stuff everywhere on the floor. Clothing, food, everything is just chaos. Absolute chaos.
Gilbert's friends go inside. They tell him to guard the truck. Gilbert is still pretty nervous. But then he starts thinking, maybe there is one thing he might actually want to steal. I mean, something his mom could never afford. A boombox. Because Gilbert is really into music. I want a girl with extensions in
her hair, bamboo earrings, at least 2 pairs. LL Cool J, Ice Cube, N.W.A., a lot of R&B, a lot of hip-hop. That was my life. Because that's all you listened to growing up in South Central.
It was pretty good. Like, that was a good time for music.
The early 90s were great.
So Gilbert goes inside the Fedco and grabs a boombox. And remember, there's stuff all over the floor.
I looked down on the floor and there was this album cover with a baby swimming and a dollar bill on a hook. And I saw that and I said, what the f*** is that? What is that, right?
And what it was Nevermind by Nirvana. Gilbert picks it up and gets back home before his mom does. He sneaks the boombox and the CD in the house. He waits for her to go to bed, puts on headphones, hits play. And here's Nirvana for the first time.
And it was unreal. It was like opening an entire world of music to me. It was sonically aggressive, yet sublime at the same time. There was these like breaks in the music where everything was just really hard and then it just came down and built up again. And in my mind's eye, I could picture the riots as I was listening to Smells Like Teen Spirit. And it just became the soundtrack of that day.
That CD made Gilbert start thinking differently about stuff. Getting into Nirvana got him into a bunch of other music. When they kick at your front door, how you gonna come?
and led me back to The Clash. And The Clash led me back to The Stones. And The Stones led me back to The Beatles. And then I listened to Bohemian Rhapsody. And then from there, I went on to La Traviata.
It was right around this time that Gilbert's mom decided to move to a new neighborhood, and Gilbert went to a new school. Because he was into grunge, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, flannel shirts, he started hanging out with the other grunge dudes, dudes who were into editing videos and doing graphic design.
These guys were like friends with the jocks, the cheerleaders, the burnouts, the cholos. I talked to everybody because I was part of that group of guys that listened to alternative music.
Gilbert says if he hadn't changed his music and his clothes at the same time he changed his neighborhood, he probably would have ended up getting in trouble, like his other friends back in the old neighborhood.
If I would have stayed in South Central, I know for a fact that I would either be dead or in jail because my ego wouldn't have allowed me to be a punk. Just like I was taught to go into the LA riots by Eduardo, these guys were able to push my buttons. And if you have that much machismo growing inside of you and you come from a broken home where you have to be the man, I probably would have been part of this group of guys that would have ended up getting arrested or killed by another gang of people.
It wasn't all easy in the new school. Gilbert eventually dropped out. But then he got his GED. Now he works in IT for a security company that allows you to monitor your home through your smartphone. He's got a wife and a little boy. His mom's retired, and he and his sisters take care of her. 25 years ago, Gilbert Monterosa stole some stuff during the LA riots. He did a bad thing that day. But in this way, it turned out to be a good thing. Driving around LA, he says he still thinks about how one album changed his life.
That's so crazy. Do you, don't still like have that CD? I mean, nobody saves
CD. I have that CD. I still listen to that album. And instead of seeing a FETCO on La Cienega and Rodeo, I see a Target there now, you know? And I'm listening to this and I go, man, that's where I heard you for the first time. It's like a really bad relationship, yet a really good relationship you can't forget about.
The Target does not smell like Teen Spirit.
No, it does not. That's good.